This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, and we'll see how things shake out there. But as always, a high production value is what we always strive for on this show. And ladies and gentlemen, I turn the reins over to my good friend and guy I like to argue with every day about silly things. He is Jeff Phelps. Jeffrey.
Oh, thanks for the reins, Andy.
You got it.
Well, it was a great game yesterday. Wonderful playoff baseball. But, you know, wonderful playoff baseball gives you the opportunity to do things.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
Things rolling right along. Top of the fifth inning. Stephen Vogt went out to the mound. He lifted Matt Boyd with two outs. He brought in Cade Smith to face righty Matt Vierling. Good idea, bad idea?
Good idea. You were hoping for five innings out of your starters. I think you are in every game out of this. You're going to Smith. I mean, confidence galore. You're going to your bullpen, confidence score. I am not second-guessing the manager on this one.
Danny, any arguments?
None. I'm good with it. I would have done the same.
I agree completely. I like to see a starter try and, you know, go and finish everything up, and it was going well for Boyd. But you wanted righty on righty there just to be safe. Vierling has some power, no problem. That's good. Bottom of the fifth, he had Naylor and Noel on first and second. One out. Andrés Giménez comes to the plate, hits away, 4-6-3 double play. Next man up was Austin Hedges. What do we think?
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second guess the manager.
Should he have let Giménez hit away, Andy? Hedges was on deck, been on first and second. Or do you bunt with one out and try and move runners over? Knowing Hedges was the next man up.
The way the game was going, Jeff, I had crossed my mind several times. I don't want to kill him for the move because I'm not going to, but I bunting was on my mind the entire game early on when Scooble was in. I was like, they got to figure out a way to get something going here. I would choose to bunt in that situation, Jeff.
Dano?
You only have 27 outs. Why the hell am I giving one up for free?
I agree with Dan on this one. I am not going to move runners to second and third and hope that Austin Hedges comes through for me. Nor would I have pinch hit for Austin Hedges there in a scoreless game where he was doing a great job with the pitching staff. So I have no issues letting Andrés Giménez hit away in that situation. Bottom of the sixth, next
inning. What did Giménez do in that situation? What was the final outcome?
4-6-3.
Yeah, okay. So you'd rather give away two outs than one. That's brilliant. Next.
Ooh, I'm hindsight is 2020.
Well, I mean, you knew Austin it was going to be a tight game.
Austin Hedges
I'm
hits.
Fancy. Look at me.
Okay. Austin you hits. Make your silly little voices there, my friends, but they weren't going anywhere. Kluber was on a roll. They needed to shake it up, and a bunt is not a bad idea. I don't people.
It
had,
decreases oh, no, your chances of really, losing.
You're right. I'm going to look at the it analytics was, on this, it, and I'm going to play
you know, we're not going to get through this shtick if you do your whining thing.
We don't care. Go ahead. Next.
Hedges is hitting like 95, by the way. Bottom of the sixth inning. Boy, tell me if you've heard this one before. You had Rocchio on third. Mm. You had Kwan on first after a double and a single. And up steps David Fry. You had Jose on deck. You let David Fry hit away. 6-4-3 double play.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second guess the manager.
All right, Andy, what do you do? First and third.
Let IBM go first because he's got everything. What do you got?
I think you're fine there. I mean, I'm not exactly looking down the bench and going, okay, I got to get somebody else up here. Unless you want to talk me into Kyle Manzardo, that would have been the only one I would have looked at. Outside of that, yeah, swing the bat. You made the All-Star team. Like, this is why you're hitting second in this lineup. This got you here.
And it's righty on lefty.
Yeah.
Andy?
I was good with it.
Okay. You were?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All of a sudden, you're not punting, huh?
No, because it's Fry.
Okay. Let me give you a thought on it. I was okay with it, too, because David has been a key part of this team all year, and you let him hit away. You had Rocchio on third. Okay. If you make the Tigers field a bunt, you never know what happens. I'm being devil's advocate here because I would have let him swing away, too. If it works, let's just say he advances the runner, okay, and they don't score the man from third. Rocchio stays on third. You'd have men on second and third for Jose Ramirez. But then they walk Jose Ramirez, bringing up Lane Thomas, who's been really good with two men out and the bases loaded. Does that do anything for you?
Nope.
Okay. I agree. I would have let David Fry swing away. So far, Stephen Vogt, congratulations. You've done a great job. Top of the eighth inning. They intentionally walked Riley Green to put men on first and second with two outs. And you brought in Clase with two outs. Perez is a switch hitter. So Clase comes in, and they get a line drive to left, and Stephen Kwan makes that unbelievable catch. What do you think?
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second guess the manager.
Who'd have pitched Riley Green with a man on second? Instead, you put men on first and second, you're bringing in Clase. Andy, okay.
Yeah, I've only
all year he's gone more than one inning.
Like, I've got a couple knucklehead friends that are like, oh, I was watching the game with high school kids, and they knew this was a good move that you shouldn't bring him in. And they blah, 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 blah. The only question I had about bringing him in the eighth inning was, it's just kind of something you haven't done all year. You've done it once, and now all of a sudden. But if you can't trust Clase to go out there and get four outs, there's nobody else on the staff that I would trust like that. I have no problem with him doing what he did in the eighth. Stretch it out. Bring him in the eighth. No problem. You're at home. I would have done the same thing. And I know there are people like, oh, you're an idiot. I can't. What, just bring him in the night? I don't care. Stephen Vogt, I'm okay with what he did yesterday. He's the best pitcher in baseball, arguably, going into
best
that
reliever,
inning.
Without question.
Yeah. Going into yesterday, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you? You talk about confidence. Like, Knucklehead texted me going, well, what does it say to the bullpen if you're going to bring him in the eighth inning? What are you guys nuts? That's crazy. Clase is, I trust him. And I, you know what? I do the same thing next game. I'll do exactly the same thing.
Dano?
Highest leverage moment, give me my highest leverage reliever. Done.
Thank you.
I have a
Your
hard,
analytics are correct there. I just want you to
know.
I have a hard time arguing with
Notice
this.
Notice how we come full circle.
Oh, it's good.
You could have brought in Andrew Walters. You could have brought in Gavin Williams. They were both still available. But I have a hard time. If you'd have brought in Andrew Walters or Gavin Williams out of the pen, which Gavin isn't used to doing, and to pitch to one batter, or you could have left Gattis in. Anybody comfortable with Gattis there? You'd walk the guy giving up a hit. But the walk was intentional.
If you would have left him in, I wouldn't have been mad. I would have been okay with it.
I probably would have been like, dude, you got Class A sitting right there. Who's nails? Go get
See,
nails.
That's yeah. What you're going to go back to. If it didn't work, you're going to say you couldn't pitch an extra batter for Class A. As it turned out, Class A almost gave up a base hit. But it wasn't like the guy smashed the ball.
Here's my question. Do you hold Class A in the same regard that you would Mariano Rivera? Do you? Do you hold him
not
in the
yet.
Same kind of? I'm
real very, close, but not yet.
No, I mean, Mariano Rivera is a
best closer of all time.
I know, God. But the confidence that like the Yankees had in Rivera to bring him in situations like that, I all season long we've had that kind of confidence in him. all season long. It's the same. I'm not saying they're the same pitcher. I'm not saying that Class A is Rivera, but there's a confidence that I think you have in your closer, which I, to me, by the way, closer I think is one of the silliest things in the game, but it's the confidence that we all had in him to be able to execute. His numbers were just like historic all year. It's one game. It's one game.
All right, top of the ninth inning, you have two outs. You get the first two guys out. Class A gives up two singles. You get to take him out with two outs. He gives up two singles. And who's calling the pitches? Are you going to throw a third straight slider?
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second guess the manager.
You taking him out, Andy?
No, there was nobody up.
You're going to throw a third straight slider.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who called it?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dano?
I probably would have thrown gas there just because that's what got you here. I mean, is that cutter? That cutter is unbelievable. You may as well just throw that thing. I didn't understand the three straight sliders, especially because you rarely, you know, especially with that, even that cutter, if he throws it wrong, how often does it get hit? I mean, what? I just saw it. Lefties were hitting like a buck and change off of that cutter. Like, yeah, I would have left him out. I would have gone heater there, but yeah.
I'm not taking him out, and I'm also probably not going to second guess the pitch selection. It didn't work. You know, I mean, that we know it didn't work. But it was what? It was a 2-2 count.
Anybody who's
so
sitting
even
here-
if you threw gas, which you did, you threw cutters on the first three pitches and you had him 1-2 cuz you or 2-1. Sorry, the first two were balls. And if you throw gas there, that only puts it to 3-2. In hindsight, of course, you throw a different pitch. But and I can't tell you that Steven Vogt made a bad move yesterday. He made moves that didn't work in a playoff game.
I agree. I can't be mad at him for the decisions he made yesterday. I'm not going to sit here and second guess.
I can't either.
I'm not. So, all right, I'm glad we played that game. Because now it should have been, well, let's not second guess him. That could have been the name of the game, too. Mary Kay Cabot, next, Cleveland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.